President Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania last night and earlier this week in Tampa, Florida. The events included a lot of the president's usual talking points about how well the economy's doing and how much he despises mainstream media outlets like CNN. But another element, which had mostly been present online, became very public. That was a growing group of attendees who are believers in what's being called QAnon. And to explain more about QAnon and related criticism of media outlets and journalists is Margaret Sullivan, media columnist for The Washington Post. Margaret, first, how did the QAnon movement or following get started? Who's involved there?
Back in October of 2017, President Trump was in a meeting and he was gathered with some members of the military, some military brass. And one of the phrases he uttered was something like, "This is the calm before the storm." And that set off a lot of speculation on some of the message boards that people will be familiar with, like Reddit, 4chan, and others, and quickly sort of turned into kind of a gathering of conspiracy theories based around a real poster who goes by the pseudonym of Q. And Q is thought to be a person possibly in the Trump administration who has very high security clearance. That's the mythology around it. There's no particular reason to think that this is the case, but this is what people have sort of latched onto.
And its origin, to some extent, is related to what a lot of Trump supporters have jumped onto, that the deep state aspect of things, that before government was corrupt and now President Trump's getting hit hard because he's not corrupt. Is that part of it as well?
Yes. That thinking, as I understand it, goes that President Trump is the first legitimate president, and he is the one who's going to, by fighting the deep state and the globalists and the elites, there will be a storm, and all of these bad people will be sent away, possibly to Guantanamo Bay. It's been described, I think, very poetically as a sort of an orchestra tune-up of conspiracy theories, so that they're all kind of mixed in and all kind of going off at once. So, you know, you'll hear mention of actually John F. Kennedy Jr. still being alive and being at a rally, and, you know, all kinds of things about the liberal philanthropist George Soros, and, you know, all kinds of things. And there seems to be a particular focus on the idea that there are child sex rings happening. Sometimes they kind of emerge out of their internet aspect and into real life. And we saw this happen just this past week at a rally that President Trump was having. And, you know, there were a lot of people there with Q t-shirts and people holding QAnon signs and forming the letter Q.
Well, and as we try to put together a puzzle that maybe doesn't have enough pieces to put together, was there something that tripped this then to the conspiracy, then jumping to the media? Because as you pointed out, this rally earlier this week involved a CNN reporter getting the bird. The atmosphere seemed more threatening than the pre-presidential Donald Trump rallies, which people were a little bit concerned about also.
Well, I think it's that this, I don't know if we can call it an organization, I don't think we can, but this group of people who's interested or who identify with QAnon, it's a very pro-Trump group. And you know, Trump himself has been highly critical of the news media, and there's a kind of a synergy now between the criticism that President Trump and his supporters have leveled against the press, for example, encouraging and cheering the chants against CNN or you know, kind of going after individual reporters. I think that's the synergy now between this pro-Trump kind of collection of conspiracy theories and what's happening at rallies. And, you know, the worrisome thing about it is that this is a group of people who associate themselves with the military and sort of quasi-military kinds of things, and they're pretty interested in being armed when they go someplace. And so I think that the troubling thing, to me at least, is that the antipathy towards the press, some of which takes the form of some very hostile language and gestures and so on, it's troubling to think that it could spill over into something that's actually physically dangerous or perhaps even deadly.
Now, I don't think there's any reason to say that in any public sense President Trump has said he thinks he's okay with this, but the fact that he hasn't shot it down concerns a lot of people. Is this the kind of thing potentially that would be something that I wouldn't say people would laugh at it because there are some scary elements to this, but if it didn't seem attached to the leader of the free world, that is what is leading to the scariness?
Right, and that's really, you know, it's the kind of thing that exists in the shadows to a large extent, but then when it sort of, you know, finds a place of prominence associated with such a prominent political leader, that's where I think it can get a little alarming, particularly because there is so much anti-media rhetoric out there, some of which, you know, is certainly being cheered by the president's sons on Twitter and elsewhere, you know, kind of retweeting things that are saying pretty rough things about the media that's gathered there. And you know, because I am a longtime journalist, I can say that these folks who are covering the rallies for media organizations are there to do a job. They're there to cover something. And they are not evil people, and they're just sort of trying to do their work.
Margaret Sullivan is media columnist for The Washington Post.